Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on being dead to sin and alive to God was recorded at our 2018 Atlanta Gospel Truth Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
I am not going to be depressed and defeated. Man, I've had plenty of opportunities. You know, if criticism would kill you, I'd be dead. I've got people that hate me. I've got thousands of blogs written against me and stuff, and yet I'm one happy camper because I'm walking out of who I am in Christ. And there's probably some of you here tonight that don't like me, and you're going to go out and talk about me, and you know what? I'm going to sleep good tonight. It is not going to keep me up. Because in my spirit, I'm full of love, joy, and peace. You know, when our son died, we were driving in and started having the same emotions anybody else would. But I decided I am not going to sit here and grieve in the name of Jesus. I've got love, joy, and peace. And I started praising God and singing. I didn't feel like it. I did it out of faith. And in just a few moments, man, the power of God began to manifest. And praise God, He came back to life. But I'm telling you, you can sit there and make that decision. So, but well, I just can't do that. I don't have that. That's because you don't see who you are in Christ. Brothers and sisters, every one of you, if you've been born again, you are identical to Jesus. Do you think that Jesus would respond to your problems the way that you would? You know, I just did a Bible study on Tuesday night. We have a live Bible study every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. You ought to check it out. It's awesome. And I had on Rich Van Winkle, a pastor friend of mine from Dallas, and he was talking about this. And he says, there's a lot of people that when they get to heaven, they aren't going to recognize themselves. They aren't going to know themselves because the flesh doesn't go to heaven. And they don't know themselves in the spirit. They're going to get there and think, who is this? Because they're happy. And they've got joy and they've got peace and they're optimistic instead of depressed. If you're depressed and discouraged and pessimistic, you're in the flesh. You're living out of your old man. The residue of your old man is dominating you. You don't have a renewed mind. Amen. There are people that let other people's judgment of them, and they're just talking about your flesh. You let this dominate and control your life. You go by past experiences. You've had a previous marriage, and your marriage failed. You got fired from a job. You failed in something, and you go through life with that identity. The truth is, you aren't. That's not who you are. The identity is who you are. At your core, you are a winner. Did you know that you are a winner from the moment of conception? There were millions, 10 million brothers and sisters fighting for your mother's egg, and you won. You were a winner from the moment of conception. You need to see yourself in Christ. Man, you're awesome. But you need more than just a little message like this to encourage you. You need to go to the Word, and you need to be able to sit there and say, this is who I am, and this is what I have, and this is how I'm going to act. And I refuse to act in bitterness. I refuse to act in unforgiveness. I refuse to act sick. I refuse to act poor. I refuse to act like a mere man or a woman. And you need to have Scripture that will come to your mind and show you who you are and what you have. This is what I'm going to be talking about. I only covered 2 verses tonight. But I'm going to get into... I know some of you are thinking, well, man, that's not what's real in my life. It's not because you haven't had this happen to you. If you are born again, you are dead to sin. You are dead to failure. You are an absolute miracle. But you've got to know this. You've got to renew your mind is what it says. And I'm going to go through and continue to share things with you. And I know that Greg, what he's going to share is going to be awesome. Amen. So I encourage you to come back. But if we understood what happened to us at salvation, man, Your future is so bright you got to squint to look at it. God has done everything. It's not when we get to heaven, man, we're going to be changed. Our physical body's going to be changed and our understanding's going to be changed. But your spirit that is on the inside of you is as perfect, as pure, as holy right this second as it will ever be in eternity. Your spirit's not going to be changed. The only thing that's going to happen is the wrapper. Your body, you're going to get a glorified body and a soul that knows all things, even as you are known, but your spirit's not going to change. Your spirit's pure, holy. You are righteous right now. You are in right standing with God. Some people say, how could God love me? Because you're looking in your physical body and you're searching your soul and you know you've done things wrong and you've got wrong attitudes. But the Bible says in John 4:24 that God is a spirit and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is looking at you in the spirit, and in the spirit you are holy and pure, righteous. Ephesians 4:24, put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. In your spirit you are as holy and righteous and pure as Jesus is. And therefore God the Father looks at you in the spirit. And if you're going to worship Him, you have to worship Him in this spirit that is holy and pure. And there is zero distance between you and God. He loves you with no criticism. He loves you as much as He loves Jesus. And somebody said, well, you just don't know who I am. Again, you don't know who you are. You're looking at the flesh. But in the spirit, I'm telling you who you are. And it doesn't matter how much you failed. It doesn't matter what you've done. You just have to renew your mind to who you are. And that's what I'm going to be talking about and helping you to do this week, is to renew your mind to what you have in Christ. But tonight we're starting with, you are dead to sin. It's impossible. You cannot sin in your spirit. It is righteous, holy, and pure. And then Ephesians 1:13, it is sealed by the Holy Spirit. You're vacuum packed, so that no sin penetrates that seal. Your spirit does not lose its right standing with God. Man, that is awesome. Let me just say that if there's anybody here tonight that doesn't know Jesus personally, well, then you need to be born again. Because prior to making Jesus your personal Savior, or what Jesus said, you must be born again. Prior to that time, your spirit is not righteous and holy and pure. It is a fallen spirit. You had the nature of sin on the inside of you. And so if you have not been born again, hopefully you've understood what I've said. This is why just going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Being a moral person, trying to clean up your act and act better, that is not Christianity. You could put a bowl on a pig and give it a bath and put perfume on it, but it's still a pig. You got to be born again. You got to change, and you can change your actions and live better than somebody else, but who wants to be the best sinner that ever went to hell? You got to be born again. You need to have a new nature placed on the inside of you that cannot sin. And there's probably people here tonight who you believe that God exists. You may even go to church and try and be a good moral person, but you've never been changed. You've never received this new birth. That's a beginning place. If you haven't received that, you need to receive that tonight. And then, once you get born again, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which includes speaking in tongues. But you need this, because I can promise you, you cannot understand what I'm talking about tonight without the Holy Spirit. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. If you've listened to me all tonight and you say, I didn't understand a word of that, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit will help you to understand spiritual things. You can't understand spiritual things with your physical mind. You have to receive it in your heart. And so receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit just changes everything. When I received the Holy Spirit, I did speak in tongues, but the number one thing was that my understanding of Scripture just exploded. The Holy Spirit wrote the Bible and He will interpret it to you. You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which includes speaking in tongues. And I know we're in the Bible Belt and that many of you have been taught that this is of the devil, but it's not. And speaking in tongues is real. And you may say, well, they don't teach that in my church. That's the reason I'm not in your church. I had to rent an auditorium, but I'm telling you, it works. And I wouldn't have seen my son raised from the dead, and I wouldn't have seen the things that are happening if I didn't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need that. Speaking in tongues is a powerful experience. It just brings you to another level. So is there anybody here tonight who has not been born again, or you aren't sure whether you've been born again, or if you have been born again, you need to receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit? It's a separate experience from being saved, being born again. It is a separate experience. Is there anybody here who would say, I need one or both of those things? If that's you, I'd like you to raise your hand and I want to pray with you. Here's people over here. Anybody else? Just be bold right now. Hold your hand up. I'm going to pray for you, and praise God, God's going to move in your life and it's going to change you. Amen. I know that there's more people. We've had dozens of people here, but there's more. Some of you are saying, what are you going to do? I haven't got a church for you to join. I'm not asking you to join anything. I'm going to give you a free book that will explain the whole thing to you. So the very worst thing that could happen is that you come down here, let me pray with you, and you get a free book. That'd be the worst thing that could happen. But you could come down here and be born again or baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. There's nothing to lose, everything to gain. So if you raised your hand, or if you were supposed to raise your hand but didn't do it, would you just get up out of your seat and come forward right now, and we're going to pray with you and help you to receive. Praise the Lord.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Dead to Sin, Alive to God. This series was recorded at our 2018 Atlanta Gospel Truth Conference and includes three sessions taught by Greg Fritz. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM300 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you. And I really believe it's important for you to get this. Now, we are going to continue to offer the whole album and the teaching, but the individual teachings we offer one at a time. And we do this for people who could not or would not send in an offering to get the entire teaching. We offer each individual CD in the set available one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that. And today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials, and then call or write today.
The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. We hope to hear from you today.